tips for buying. So we're going to go over 7 points in this section. It's just key points to keep in mind when you're buying things as far as negotiation goes. So whenever you look at an item that you are interested in buying to try and flip, there are a couple of points you should keep in mind. Number one is ask yourself, is there anything I'll need to do to the X or to the product or to the car or to the, you know, piece of furniture, etc. So ask yourself, is there anything wrong with it? Is there anything I'll need to do to fix it, repair it, or improve it before I can sell it to make a profit? The second tip for buying is similarly to what we mentioned before about simply being professional. Try and be a peacemaker. Now, what I mean by this is don't get into political, religious, or inflammatory discussions. There's simply no need. It's a waste of energy and time that you could be using to make deals, make money, and gain experience. And point number three is simply know your stuff. Okay, the third key buying tip is know your stuff. The more you know, the more you grow, the more you learn, the more you earn. Now, by learning as much as possible about the item you're about to buy in order to flip it for a profit, it only gives you an upper hand as far as negotiation goes. You can use what you know to persuade the seller on why he needs to lower the price. Okay, just to give you an example, there was a Yamaha keyboard that I drove 30 minutes away to buy one time. Once I got there, I turned it on, I started playing it, I realized something seemed off with the sound. It was definitely a defect because I've pretty much owned a ton of these keyboards and I know what the sound is like. So basically, I heard a buzzing sound from the speaker. Now, I brought this to the buyer's or the seller's attention and I basically said, you know, this, I mean, it was really obvious. It was like, you can hear the sound of the piano, but you also heard like a very distinct buzzing sound with it. So once I brought it to his attention, he ended up basically feeling bad about it, especially considering the fact that I drove 30 minutes to look at it. So he ended up selling it to me. He posted it for $200. He ended up selling it to me for $100 because of that defect. Now, keep in mind, I flipped that keyboard for a profit, but if I was not familiar with, if I didn't have product knowledge and know my stuff, I would not have caught that slight buzzing sound. Now, the buzzing sound is totally fine. It's not like it affects the playability or sound, but as someone who knows Yamaha keyboards, I knew it was not normal. So, the fourth tip when it comes to buying is keep your poker face. Keep a poker face. So basically, if you see the deal of a lifetime, let's say you see something insane. You freaking see a Harley Davidson motorcycle with wings on it made of gold. Okay, don't break out the ticker tape and pom-poms. Pretend this is happy poker. You're all smiling and friendly on the outside, but inside you're desperate to score the item. Now, keep it a secret. Don't let your desire for that item or deal or product show whatsoever. Okay, you can't let your emotions or your feelings show. You have to keep it a secret. You have to be able to hide it. Now, when it comes to negotiations, the one who wants the deal the most is the weakest. Okay, play stronger. Now, they may take the deal, they may not, but on your side, you just don't care. Now, let's say you play the stronger side and decide to walk away from it and they do not jump on it, then who cares? You've got a full pipeline of deals anyways, don't you? The fifth buying tip is justify your case. Now, really put yourself into the seller's shoes now. Ask yourself, why would they want to lower their asking price? What's their situation? Are they moving and need it gone? Are they content with keeping the item and aren't really rushed to sell it? Really figure out the answers to these questions and then follow them up with questions like, how quickly can I pick it up? You know, in this example, they're motivated to sell quickly and you're offering to buy it now. You're a serious customer, not a time waster or tire kicker. So at this point, you need to close quickly. Okay, so be nice, offer to work around their schedule. And if it's a larger item,
You'll take the edge if you can offer to drive it away without them delivering it, for example, if that was something that they offered. Okay, so if you can take it off their hands and pick it up, then you just have that much more of an edge. So basically, you want to make it as easy as possible and smooth. Okay, don't complicate things. Don't be a tough or complicated type of buyer. You want to close the deal quickly. Make sure everything is smooth and easy. Make sure they know you have cash on hand and you're ready to go. You know, you're ready to come pick it up right away. Sell yourself as a person, then show them you mean business. The sixth tip when it comes to negotiating tips for buying is walk away and get the deal. Okay, so the earlier example of the $200 keyboard with the buzzy speakers, I basically told them, look, the speakers have this buzz sound. I'm going to have to pass. I just can't do it. At that point, the seller realized that, and he saw that they really did have a buzzing sound, you know. So at that point, he offered to sell it for $100 instead of $200. So don't be afraid to walk away. Oftentimes, buyers will stop you and accept your offer just because they want it gone, okay? And at that point, you've just won, and you've sold them on your offer. The seventh tip here is wait it out, okay? So we all know that speed is critical in getting to the deal, but sometimes once you're there, patience is going to win it for you. One time I was selling a Swarovski crystal ring and bracelet set. This guy came to see it and actually decided to pass. He decided to pass. He was not interested once he saw it in person, but he did mention that he was looking to sell his car. So he drove to me with a 2002 Dodge Durango. So being the flipping ninja that I am, I inquired about it to see if it might have been a good investment for me, if it was something I could buy from him and flip. So the guy basically said he was selling it for $2,000 the day before, but $1,500 today if I bought it. So basically, I met with this guy. He looked at my ring. He was not interested, but he told me he was selling his car. He basically said, look, I was selling it for $2,000 yesterday, but today, if you want to buy it today, I'll give it to you for $1,500. Okay. I said I will think about it and did a little bit of research, but kind of, walked away from it a little bit. I waited 3 days. So he called me 3 days later and said, I will give you this car for $1,000 cash today. Now, if I went forward with that deal, I was in a position of power in this negotiation and might have been even able to close the deal for $850, then flip the car for an even bigger profit. So you kind of have to be observant when it comes to negotiating, and kind of calibrate, get a sense of where that person is. The fact that this guy kept coming to me lowering the price automatically puts him at a weak negotiating spot and puts me at a position of power. Another important point and thing to think about when it comes to negotiation is get creative. Barter beyond negotiation. So now, when it comes to negotiation, you can really get creative and even barter, and, you know, offer not just back and forth, low price, high price, etc., but you can get creative and think about other ways you might be able to close the deal, okay? In the blueprint, go to page 259, and I'll give you some crazy awesome examples of creative negotiation at play. Now, really use them to your advantage. Ultimately, to wrap this section up, remember that negotiation skills are all learnable, and top negotiators are not hard bargainers and tough-minded personalities. They're actually the complete opposite, okay? Successful negotiators are not aggressive and pushy or demanding, nor do they push people to agreements where both parties are not happy. They don't pressure you, or they don't, like, try and close the deal in such a way that puts you in a bad place. Okay, that's just simply being, you know, unethical, pushy, and not doing it right, so to speak. The best negotiators are actually, like I said, the complete opposite, meaning they're pleasant, they're warm, they're kind, friendly, and they're pretty low key. Okay, so when you're dealing with the true master professional negotiator, you don't even realize that there's a negotiation going on. You don't even realize that they are kind of working the deal here and trying to come up with something that not only they're happy with, but you're happy with too. So they're likable, they're agreeable, and you just feel comfortable around them. Okay, so Not to mention, the masters of negotiation are able to immediately almost build like a certain type of trust where you almost automatically trust them and feel that what they're asking for is in the best interest of both parties. So they're not just trying to get the best deal for themselves. They are trying to get a good deal for themselves, but they're also keeping you in mind and making sure that you walk away from the deal satisfied, happy, content, okay? Dive into the blueprint for a more detailed overview on this. But ultimately, try and be that way. Try and be low-key, nice, kind, friendly, non-pushy, no pressure, and you will close a lot of deals and make a lot of money.